JW Mobile.
JW, KO4HKX. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Headed over to the airfield. Did you get my APRS message?
Yes, I did. I got it on my phone.
Right-clicked on your icon. Is your icon from your phone or is it from your mobile rig?
9 is the mobile rig and 10 is the phone.
Applied to the mobile rig to 9 and it came through on 10.
I'm still trying to figure all that out myself, where you can use the APRS droid on your phone.
You made it to your truck too. It's probably in the message section of your menu in your mobile rig.
I'm sure it is, and I can go back and look because it stores them for quite a while, so I'll go back and look here in a little bit.
While you're driving?
As soon as the message is received, it comes up and tells me, but other than that, it goes away fairly quick, and then I got to scroll back through it.
Okay, that's the same way mine works. Uh-oh, got an incoming call. Be back in a minute, W4DJW.
4HKX, on the side.
DJW Mobile.
4HKX, I'm still here, Dave.
See, you were, looked like you were downtown Greenville.
Airedale area right now.
Cross a bridge on Lake Cunningham, and that water looks like a mirror. That means no wind is blowing.
That's a good thing for you, isn't it?
That's a marvelous thing. Their trucks pulled out of the Cunningham Fire Department. They must be washed the trucks today. They got them all pulled out of the garage.
Flip over there and let them wash mine then.
Fire trucks.
But mine is trying to keep it clean. I don't have anywhere to wash it. And to have it washed is...
There's not many places you can get that in to wash it, is there? They pull their side out there in their parking lot. I guess it's because if they get a call while they're washing it, they just drop their hoses, get on the truck, and go.
I mean, it gives them something to do in their downtime, I guess, if they have any. I don't know if they're made to do that or if they choose to. But, I mean, every fire department you go to, they're always washing the trucks. So it must be something to it.
Quite a bit. And this is the first time in a long time I've seen them out washing them. Maybe they do have a routine, and I just don't happen to hit on the same day that they do that. Seems like I've gone flying on a Wednesday before, though. But they had them all pulled out, and they had hoses in their arms. They were bundling them up. I guess maybe it's a maintenance day. I don't know.
Stay on top of all the maintenance on that equipment and hoses and all that, and hose inspections and that kind of stuff. I'm sure it gets daunting at times.
They may be having an inspection, so maybe they're getting ready for it. Who knows? Anyway, they got some nice equipment over there. That fire department used to be in a two-bay building with no office space or anything like that, just two bays. And now they've got about six bays plus office space plus two parking lots plus a can crusher. They've come a long way.
The building up past the storage facility heading on into town?
That's affirmative. That's the one. They're right before Ansel, well, right after. If you're going into town, it's right after Ansel School Road that turns to the left. Then you keep on going up and you turn in to that building. I think there's a business in there now, but that two-bay metal building used to be Lake Cunningham Fire Department.
I used to store my truck there at 101 Self Storage, or what it used to be 101 Self Storage. I don't know what it is now. But after the new place took over, they kept going up on the price of parking there, and finally it just wasn't worth it.
Same thing here. That's where I stored all my parents' stuff for about 4 or 5 years. But in the last 2 years, they over doubled their price. So we just stuck that stuff in a room in the house and said, see ya. Got rid of them.
Until fuel prices went up, it was cheaper for me to just drive the truck back and forth than to store it down there.
Now, again, I went and filled up my truck and a 5-gallon gas can yesterday because this truck was empty. I think it's got a 16-gallon tank. That and a 5 gallon gas tank, gas can, and it was $71. And that's what I used to pay every other day going back and forth to Charlotte. So, and I didn't get an extra 5 gallons. So it's not as high as it has been. It's been higher than it is now.
KO4HKX. Yeah, gas has been higher than it is right now, but I think this is about as high as I've ever seen diesel fuel.
And I can't for the life of me figure out why that is. It comes off at a lower point on the refractor, so it doesn't get as much processing as gasoline. And they charge more for that. There's something really fishy about that.
Nothing to do with all the plastics it's used in and the home heating oil. It's got a wider use overall versus the gasoline. But I could be wrong. I mean, I'm just assuming there.
You mean kerosene?
Diesel fuel, jet fuel, home heating oil, the plastic, a lot of plastics are made with the petroleum-based, so there's lots of stuff where diesel fuel kind of takes a back seat to it.
No, it doesn't get as much energy to process as gasoline does, and it costs more to more than gasoline. So even if it was a supply and demand, well, I guess, yeah, if there's a supply and demand, I mean, they could take it off of, like, they could meet the demand with the supply by pulling, unless they just would rather reserve it for the higher price gasoline. That just doesn't work out. Somebody's doing something fishy.
I wish I could figure out what it was, but nobody wants to tell you anything anymore.
Read about it in the future. Somebody was doing something. Somebody will probably get mad at somebody else, and somebody will get greedy, and somebody will tell on somebody, and voila, before you know it, we'll all know what was going on. Kind of like what happened with the South Carolina road taxes. You heard about that, right?
The radio all day, so I hear all about that. Yeah, but it's kind of a days of our lives soap opera with that kind of stuff.
Greedy. People get around money, and they just, I forgot what they called that. Gold fever, yeah, those guys that do, I don't know if you ever watch those gold miners. We watch them every now and then. And they call it gold fever. When you get near a bucket that's got nuggets in it, it's real easy to catch a case of gold fever. I think that's the same thing that happens to people that work in government around money.
I think so, too. But, Dave, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm at my next stop. I'm assuming you're meeting Steve, so y'all have a good afternoon flying. If not, enjoy your time out there by yourself. And have fun, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your phone, 73.
All right, good talking to you. Yeah, Steve's cutting grass. He's not going to be able to make it today. But as beautiful as it is, there's probably other people out there anyway. Take care, be careful. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.